USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. intelligence reportedly helped Russia prevent an attack that was planned in St. Petersburg during New Year's Eve festivities. Now two Russian suspects have been arrested. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanking President Trump when Putin spoke to Trump in a phone call on Sunday. Texas authorities call it a case of good guys with guns stopping a bad guy who opened fire in a church near Fort Worth yesterday. The parishioners were part of a security team at the West Freeway Church of Christ, and they stopped the gunman seconds after he opened fire. Two people died, and the gunman was also killed. This man witnessed it, saying of the gunman,
"He's a creature of God also, just like we are. And it was a sad thing that he had to come into the congregation and hurt people, and it's a sad thing that we had to hurt him. But I don't have any hate for this person. We can't have hate for anybody."
And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Man accused of stabbing five people at a New York rabbi's home at a Hanukkah party over the weekend is being held on $5 million bail. Grafton Thomas didn't say a word during his arraignment on Sunday, his lawyer entering a not guilty plea to five charges of attempted murder. Perhaps North Korea is not sending a Christmas gift to the United States after all. But if a missile test does still happen, the White House says it's ready. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien telling ABC's This Week they have many options on how to respond to such a test. The Pentagon says U.S. airstrikes targeting facilities in Iraq and Syria, targets linked to Iranian-backed forces that are blamed for attacks against U.S. and Iraqi military facilities. A Defense Department spokesperson says the strikes will make it more difficult for that group to carry out attacks against U.S. forces. Remember to check us out online as well. We're at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New York City's getting ready to ring in the new decade as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The iconic crystal ball, which will descend in New York City's Times Square on Tuesday night to usher in the new year, arrived for its big setup on Friday. The ball, 12 feet in diameter and weighing 12,000 pounds, is covered with 2,688 Waterford crystal triangles and will travel down a pole for 1 minute until it reaches an electric sign that will illuminate 2020 at precisely midnight on New Year's Day. Known as the ball drop, the festive ceremony has been conducted annually since 1907, with the exception of 1942 and 43 to observe wartime urban blackouts. Visitors will be able to write wishes for the new year on confetti, which will be released during the ball drop.
Kanye West is celebrating the one-year anniversary of his Sunday service program with a visit to L.A.'s Skid Row. Yesterday, West visited the Union Rescue Mission in downtown L.A. to hold his weekly program, and he brought along the Sunday Service Choir. And the latest Star Wars film, The Rise of Skywalker, still number one at the North American box office, pulling in another $72 million over this weekend. That brings its haul so far to nearly $362 million. Number two movie this weekend, Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart's Jumanji: The Next Level. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.